Lynn Sear has been with the Park City Ed Foundation for many years and is the Teacher Grant Chair. She says it's the best thing they do all year. She says the ideas come straight out of the classrooms and teachers are taking the lead to find more ways to engage their students.
Teacher grants, the teachers apply for monies and we try to find the money. If it fits the criteria, we get it into their hands. And this is what the result is. You can see around the room, there's several exhibits set up. The kids succeed because they have an opportunity to try something a little different, something outside the box, something the district does not have funding for usually. And sometimes it's one little grant that grows into an entire district grant.
The projects fall into a range of PCEF areas of interest, such as the arts, STEM, and wellness. Melissa Allen is an elementary visual arts specialist at Parley's Park. The program was born from a PCEA grant and includes collaboration with the Kimball Arts Center and elementary teachers. Allen loves to see how kids acquire confidence through creativity.
Each session is 45 minutes long, and I generally see kids three times a month, so I can work one project over the month's period or month's time. And I don't know, some of the stuff that I've really loved looking at with the kids. Romero Brito was somebody we studied in October, and he's kind of a pop artist. The kids loved all the bright colors. I've just seen so much, not only the creative aspect of the art making, but confidence and just overall fun. They have a little bit of freedom in the classroom, which is something that technology has come through, and that's all great, but it's still really good to put your hand down and be able to draw something out.
Vicki Rudolph is the second grade dual immersion Spanish teacher at Parley's Park. She received a grant to purchase an interactive program called Osmo. It's an independent way to learn another language.
You have a word game, and right now you're looking at a picture of a toothbrush. So students have letters in front of them, and they have to find the missing letters from the word using the tiles, and they will put the tile in underneath the red reflector in front of the iPad, and it will read the letter that you have placed in front of it, and it will tell you you got it right, try again. It will interact with you, students can play the computer game, or it's all in the form of a quest game. They get through one level, they go to the next, and they get little rewards along the way. Students can play each other, or they can just do a relaxed mode where they're just playing at their leisure, so they don't have that stress.
Amy Jenkins is the vice principal at Treasure Mountain Junior High School. She received a grant to pilot a restorative justice program that will eventually be implemented throughout the district. They've trained all the counselors and started to use the methods in staff meetings and interventions with students.
You know, being the assistant principal, I'm in charge of discipline. That's kind of a traditional role. And it just never felt good for me to see a student make a mistake and be sent away, a suspension, as the consequence. It just didn't make sense. I didn't feel like there was a lot of accountability, and I didn't feel like it was ever fixed. It wasn't repaired. And so we were presented with an offer to go down to the University of Utah for a conference that talked about alternatives to suspension and trauma-informed care for students who've gone through trauma in their lives. And for some reason, this just hit all the buttons for us. We just thought, this is amazing. We met with a director from a charter school down in Salt Lake who turned us on to one of the resources, and from there it just kind of exploded.
The PCEF4Kids.org website has information on Education Foundation programs and a complete list of all the grant recipients. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.